First, I'm going to just jump right in here if we can. First thing we're going to note as far as the acreage talk. You know, Dave had mentioned here some ideas as far as corn acres declining and most of that moving over into soybeans. We expect 2006 plantings to be up about 1.4 million acres, so an increase in acres. Main reasons why, of course, first of all, last year we had a record bean yield. Most of you guys generally like to plant what you did pretty well last year, so definitely record yields is one issue we can point out to. Other things as far as the high fertilizer costs and the for everybody, and you look over in the Plain States, you can definitely notice the high irrigation costs, especially with running corn there. Next issue we can notice is we said beans. We had a record yield last year. Last year was about 43.2 bushels an acre. We've got plugged in for 2006, something more of a trend line number, about 41, a little over 41 bushels an acre. But still, even 41 bushels an acre, that's the third highest on record so far. So main point, we've got some lower acres coming, or some higher acres coming, a little lower yield. Something really interesting here. Last year, at this time, and pretty much for about the next 6 to 7 months in a row, we all talked about soybean rust. What kind of issues were we looking at with soybean rust? We had heard anything from where it could be devastating to us. Most of the guys took took some type of preparation, whether advanced planning with regards to extra spraying you might have to do or extra scouting. This chart basically shows exactly all the places that they scouted for rust last year. That's in the green, and all the places that they actually confirmed rust findings, which is in the red. They did find soybean rust here in the U.S. in total in 9 states, actually. Once it totaled out, a total of 138 counties, actually. Really, what was interesting about the soybean rust issue was last year, most of the problems were confined to only about 5 main states. In those states, there was a yield loss, average of 14% yield loss in those 5 main states, which actually did confirm the rust there. The real key issue here, though, with the rust issue, though, is only 12 million bushels lost. When you're looking at production here over 3 billion, you definitely have some discrepancies here. So last year, the rust was a bust, is what they're saying here. But I want to keep in mind that this certainly is an issue that we'll definitely keep hearing more about here as the planning and production cycle goes on this year as well. Last year we heard all kinds of stories as far as, you know, it can travel 100 miles or 300 miles in a day, depending on the weather. One thing to note here on this map, which is a little surprising here. Later in the year, we heard a story about rust in Kentucky. Look at that one county in Kentucky. So in essence, rust made the jump almost across the entire state of Tennessee, finally hit in Kentucky. So yes, it can move, it can jump. And what kind of impact could the market have if we do see that some of this rust move over into some of the key I states? Like I said, rust was a bust last year, but how about this year? We're still definitely a big wild card, and once the news wires get a hold of it, it could be something we all need to keep on top of here. So if we do see some lower or some higher acres, and we do drop the yield a little bit here, we've got almost about the same production forecast as last year, maybe down about 100 million bushels here. The main issue when low here is the supply graph here, which is in the blue, does show that we've got a record supply forecast here for 2006. We've got production staying about the same, maybe a little smaller, but the key issue, we've got a big jump in carrying bushels, almost 500 million bushels here this year. Next issue we want to look at is on demand. We've got the red bar showing here an increase in demand. Starting on the domestic side, you can note that we've got a record crush plugged in here for this year. We've got expanding poultry industries here going to hit in 2006. Expanding hog industries going to hit in 2006 as well, and those will carry over into 2007. So we've got a record number planted, record number here plugged in for 2006, as well as our 06, 07 new crop numbers as well. as far as where we are, as far as the old crop cycle, are we on pace with this old crop demand that USDA has plugged in for the crush? And most of these bars, you can see we started out September a little higher than what we needed to. The last couple months maybe been a little bit lower here. So the net result is right now we are on pace where we need to be as far as old crop crush. So we shouldn't see USDA make any major changes to that number on these balance sheets here. Really a big hot button issue, biodiesel. Really, as far as the industry goes, we're about 3 years, if you look at compared to the ethanol side of things, where ethanol is really hitting on corn and really being a major factor now, we're probably about 3 years behind that pace as far as the biodiesel issue here. We've got 45 companies which already have plants running right now. And this map shows both those numbers as well as the boxes on this map also show all the proposed plants. We've got 45 companies running right now. 56 new plants are proposed. Now, being quite honest, the biodiesel issue is a very small portion of total soy oil demand right now, but it could be a big issue here, maybe about 5 or 6 years, and could be a major factor. Right now, production for 04 was about 30 million gallons. Looking at 05 numbers, about 75 million gallons. We've got plugged in almost a doubling, 150 million gallons plugged in for 2006. And we've got to keep in mind, though, that's really only about 5% of our soybean oil production. So biodiesel is going to be a real big issue. Maybe, and like I said, I give this thing about 5 or 6 years, and it's going to be something that we'll be having to look at here and really focus in. Over on the export side, so we mentioned domestic supplies running about where we should be. How about on exports? Most of us have already heard this drummed in our heads for the past few months in a row now. Soybean exports are behind pace. We've seen USDA make some dramatic reductions from their harvest estimates to where they currently are right now. Biggest problem we saw right now, we saw with this is, number one, our key buyers didn't make the same bookings that they did, the same pre-harvest bookings that they did. Second issue, as you can tell, is just the plain number of sales here since harvest have also been down as well. We're running about 24% behind last year's pace at this time. So definitely a key problem we have right there. We did note that the Friday report was a pretty good number that we got in just yesterday. A pretty good number here, but it's not going to fix the problem just yet. We still feel USDA is too big here. What kind of issue can we look at here? And with regards to who our main buyers are, definitely for soybeans, it's China. They run anywhere from 30 to 40% of our export total. So this one key buyer is really the main component we have to look at once we look at exports. Right now, as far as the commitments, they're about 90 million bushels behind where they were last year at this time. So we definitely have a problem with that end. You can argue we had some problems with with the Gulf issue here around harvest time. You can also argue that we've got some other problems with Asian bird flu, things like that going along here, which have hurt demand here. Since they haven't done a good job getting the orders done that they did at least last year, are they going to do some makeup sales? We are seeing that happen right now, and we do project that about the next 4 to 5 weeks we should hear more of these type of sales. More of these, we're going to hear China book more cargoes, 3 to 6 each week. Some say 10 each week. The main point is, yes, China is going to make up, is going to do some makeup sales. But the problem we have right now is the U.S. is not the main group as far as soybean supplies, as we all know. Definitely, once we turn towards March and April, the market, meaning China, generally looks to booking South America as well. So we have about 4 to 5 weeks with a key time window right here that we've got to do some work here.